Well, good evening. I want to welcome all of you, Darrow campus students, our online students, our Roku students. What's been a joyous semester. And after tonight, you almost say to yourself, what am I going to do after that? I'm going to come sit down with y'all and look at the camera, because that lesson on grace, one of the most powerful thing. That's why we need to be connected to apostles. And so, Father, tonight we're thankful for Apostle Thompson, for the grace of God that's upon his life, and for the apostolic call, for opening up our understanding so that we can understand that we're saved by grace through faith, and it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We don't come to you with our own righteousness. We're saved because of what you did for us. And we celebrate that in this Christmas season, that a Savior was born, Christ the Lord. So we're so thankful for the grace of God. And so, Father, tonight, for these few minutes, we ask that you would cause us to function in that grace. As we close out this semester with these students, we're so thankful for their attendance, their diligence. We pray that they would proceed to the things that the apostle has shared with us, and to the things that the instructors who are connected to the apostle, because we operate from his grace. And so may every student be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we'll close out with the canon of Scripture, Four Realms of Prophecy. I told you all to read. I'm sure you did your homework assignment. 2 Peter chapter 1. I believe I told you to read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20, 21. But this final realm of prophecy talks about the canon of Scripture, the canon of Scripture. And so I think it's befitting that we end with this particular Scripture that talks about all prophecy. How much prophecy? Must be judged by the canon of Scripture. So the fourth realm of prophecy is the prophecy of Scripture. It is the spoken revelation of God in times past that have become an authoritative canon of Scripture. We said Scripture means what? That which is written and that which cannot be broken. So therefore, all prophecy must line up with the canon of Scripture, because God is not birthing forth no revelation that cannot be substantiated in his word. You have heard it said, let everything be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. If God said it, you're going to find it in more than one place in the Bible. You cannot build any doctrine by taking a Scripture out of its setting and trying to run people's lives with it. So, we go on to say, this is the highest canon of Scripture. This is the highest and the purest form of communication from God. And you know, we see that in the apostolic teaching of Jesus. Jesus said not one jot, not one tittle of the law shall in no wise pass until all of it be what? Fulfilled. Why? Because when God says something, it becomes law. And God cannot say something that cannot come to pass. It's impossible for God to say something and it not to manifest. Because it is the Scripture, that which is written, which cannot be broken. So watch what Jesus said. I believe in St. John 5:39. You might want to look at it. Make sure I'm in the right spot. You know, every now and then we draw scriptures that's not there. right? And you go looking for them and say, that's not the right place, Reverend. Come again. Huh? 539. What did it say? Yeah. See, you understand that? Yeah. Search the scripture. Notice what Jesus is saying. Search that which is written. Search to see. See, we had the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. These men put people in bondage with the scripture. Because why? They forgot who the scripture was pointing to. They were trusting more in the scripture than who the scripture was talking about. So Jesus said, search the scripture for what? And then you think you have eternal life. Oh, come on now. That's what the apostle was talking about. We get scriptures. We pray in tongues. We got all of these religious rituals we go through, and the scripture says, hey, you don't have to work for it. Which is the father of faith, Abraham discovered. Man, I don't have to work for this. I mean, if what I got came from the law, then I earned it. It wasn't a gift. It wasn't a reward. So Jesus said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. But what? And they are they which testify of me. Don't miss the boat. All scripture. Now this is a good time to go to, I believe it's 2 Timothy 3:16. See, we have a lot of hecklers out here today that does not believe in the authenticity of God's word. But the Bible says all scripture. How many scriptures?
All
scripture. Let's get this straight. Don't let nobody tell you the Bible is contradicts itself. Lie. Because we learned tonight from even the class we just come out of with the apostle that you must rightly divide, study to show thyself, a workman approved unto God. Huh? That need not be ashamed. What? Rightly dividing the word of truth. So scripture doesn't contradict itself. It must be rightly divided. So all scripture is given by the what? By the inspiration of God. If God breathed, put it another way. See, when God breathed, that's another way of the Holy Spirit bringing life. Oh, come on now. Y'all not talking to me up here. God breathed is more than just wind coming out. When the Bible says God breathed into man the breath of life, that was more than just the recreated human spirit. That was in fact the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the creator. Well, are y'all with me in here? Huh? It's the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. The world in you. He shall also quicken, that is, make alive. Before your mortal body is made alive, it is the Holy Spirit who, in the process of the new birth, recreates your human spirit upon your confession of faith in Jesus Christ. So all scripture is given by the inspiration God breathed. No man sat down and wrote this. I can't say that enough. No man could have possibly wrote this Bible. And y'all know we like to work with stuff, let's be real. Because if we can hear it, we feel good about ourselves. But Lord, when you got to believe it's yours, that's it when you messing up. Come on, don't tell me you didn't read out of that class going, oh my God, you didn't tell me I messed up and I'm sick. Oh, Jesus, I ain't never heard that like that. Lord, I thought I was going to hell 7 times. Y'all know what I'm going to say, amen? Because the church has been built at teaching condemnation. This is revelation. That because of him, all scripture, see, is given by the inspiration of God. And as well, profitable for what? Doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness that what? That the man of God or the woman of God may be what? But be perfect, mature, complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, that's why we need the canon of scripture. The Bible says we are God's workmanship. We are. We are God's workmanship by faith, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Are you up in here? We don't work to be good. We are His workmanship. He created us. He made us good works. Can I talk to you in here today? God's coming back for an inheritance. And that inheritance is in us. And it's not something you earn or work for. It's a gift. And the greatest gift we've got to celebrate. Not only will we be celebrating the birth of a Savior, but we'll be celebrating grace and truth. Y'all with me? Okay. And we'll have it a few minutes. So let's turn to 2 Peter. We'll probably close with that. Because I want to hit it home. All prophecy must be judged by the canon of Scripture. So in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse number 20, it's the purest and the highest form of prophecy. Why we've been teaching this class is we understand that all other gifts ride or piggyback on prophecy. Right? 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20, say what? Knowing this when? Okay, this is not something you've got to go down on. You can't be putting this down the line. Knowing this first, that what? That no prophecy of the Scripture, that which is written, which again I say, which cannot be broken. Do you understand what I mean when I say that? That which is written cannot be broken. The Scripture cannot be broken. You cannot take away from its authenticity. It's infallible. It's incapable of error. And God said, I will perform my word. Heaven and earth may lead away, but my word will abide forever. God, the only thing God, that word makes God God, His word, that He cannot lie. God said, I'm God. It's impossible for me to lie to you, baby. Because if I lie to you, don't bring me down to your level. You don't become a man when I lie. So God is not a man that he should lie. He was a son of man that he should repent. Had he spoken it, had he said it, shall he not perform it? God is wanting to do something in our lives. So this apostolic grace is going to elevate all of us. We're a group of people going to leave out of here not trying to keep the king, not trying to be righteous by speaking in tongues and coming to church, but we're going to trust in grace. Paul was what he was by the grace. We are what we are by the grace. And grace becomes an empowerment and an enabler to overcome life situations, life challenges. He paid the price anyway. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was bruised. No, he was wounded for our transgression. What's a transgression? When we on purpose disobey what God said. That's one level. Would you look at them? Look up here all sanctimonious. We may not have transgressed like Adam, but God didn't tell all of us something we're not to do, and we did it. But we was wounded. He took a wound in our transgression. But then there was an area where I might have a weakness. So he was bruised for my iniquity, a weakness that I may have. Grace covers it all. Grace said, I took a wound and I was bruised. Because I love you enough to put you in a position that you never have to let the enemy walk you out of me. I got this thing, come on, baby. Everyone knows what God is saying. I'm in love with you. I'm all shook up. God says, you're the apple of my eye. See, they don't understand grace. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you missed God and the enemy talking that you can't get back to God? And God says, I'm saying, shut that voice up. Come unto me. And then on top of that, come boldly. Come to me like it isn't the business to do. Because there's a thing called faith. And boldly,
condemned to the favor of this world, but you might obtain mercy and find grace for the time of your need. That all canon of Scripture, pure form of prophecy, is the canon of Scripture. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Put it another way. The Holy Ghost breathed upon them. What happened? The Holy Ghost breathed upon them. That's true that everything we've been talking about, moving in the gift of revelation and prophecy, begins with intimacy with God. Don't forget that all of you, online students, Roku students, all of you, you will never, in all of these classes, we can never give you the fullness of all these books. It's too much. So we must, of necessity, depend by reading first. Can only give you the basics and what's allowed. The same thing as we throw with our hospital. If I've never taught 1 minute in this class, I come here just to hear. This is a privilege. You understand? This is a privilege. You can't hear me. It's good to be here. You know? And so I always tell people my number one assignment is to connect you to Him. You be buying some of all these great teachers. You're great teachers. You've seen great grace. We function in some grace. So I don't get upset about it. I love it. But understand. All of you have the ability to function, watch this now, in all nine manifestations of the Spirit. But you must first develop yourself in prophecy, which is the simplest of them all. You listening to me? Because all of the other gifts, if you don't develop a strong prophetic life, what do you mean, having confidence? Can God talk to you? Did y'all read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14? I know it's the end of the semester, but it should have been there by now. But it says, every time we come together, every one of you has strong. God of Him. Every one of you has that prophetic function that can get on you. But you got to trust that that's God talking. Then always remember the purpose of prophecy. It's never to draw a person to yourself, but it is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is the edify, it is the exalt, and it is the comfort. And when you seek God along these lines by praying in the Spirit, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, for by grace are you saved through, building up yourselves on your most, praying in the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? That's where the development begins. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more Paul stated in Ephesians 3, being strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man, that Christ lives the well in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, and all understanding that to be filled with all of God's fullness. Now unto Him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can imagine, ask, and even think, according to His glorious power, the Holy Spirit, which is at work in you, both to will and to do all of God's good pleasure. It's been an enjoyable semester. God's blessings be upon all of you, and let's celebrate Christ's birthday this year by inviting people to be in these apostolic churches so they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe good things are going down this Christmas. Watch this, because the apostle has spoken.